reminder that Mincha this afternoon will take place at the Gan tent at 4:20, Maariv here in the shul at 8 o'clock. The Mishnah says, Kate said yesterday we finished off talking about the Tumas Mashkin Derabbanan, the understanding that if Mashka falls on the outside side of the Achorayim, then the Toch is going to be okay. We also ended off by talking about the Beis HaTzvia, the indentation that's used for the handle. So he said those things are not going to become so simply tameh. There's not going to be an issue in regard to Tumas Yad. Kate said, how you Yad of Tahoros? What's the example? So the Mishnah says, what happens if his hands were tahor? Be'achor yakos tamehim, and the outside side of the cup was tameh. So also beveis tzviya, so he can hold it in the indentation. Eino choshes sheminit muyada be'achor yakos. He doesn't have to worry that his hands became tameh with the achor yakos. That's a situation he doesn't have to worry about. Hayeshos be'kosh achor of tamehim. What if he was drinking? Not related necessarily, but if he was drinking from a cup whose outside was tameh, say no choshes shemanit na mashke shebefiv b'achorei akos v'chazav etimei akos. You don't have to worry that there's backwash. If you're drinking from the cup and the outside side of the cup is tameh, you don't have to worry that the backwash is going to go back into the cup and be metameh the things on the inside. V'chazav etimei akos. Kumkum shumartiach. We also, when you have a boiling pot, say no choshes shema yatsu amashke mitocho v'nagu b'achorei v'chazav l'tocho. You don't have to worry the steam came out and then went back inside. In each one of these instances, it sounds the easiest way to explain it is that Chazal weren't gozer. The Chazal didn't put their gezerah in that situation to assume that the tumah is going to extend that far. Finally, in the parak, the mission tells us, klei kodesh ein lahem acharayim betoch. When you're dealing with pots and pans and cups, etc., that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, this whole rule of acharayim betoch doesn't apply. Ein lahem beis tzviya, the heter of Beis HaTzviya also doesn't apply. We're stricter when it comes to Beis HaMikdash Kelim. Beim Atvilin Kelim B'toch Kelim L'Kodesh. We also, when we do Tvila to be Matar Kelim, when it comes to Kodesh Kelim, Kelim from the Beis HaMikdash, you can't have one inside the other. Kol HaKelim Yardim L'Idei Tumasim B'Machshava. Even if you have a Machshava, an intent, that can make something Tamei. Vein Olam L'Idei Tumasim Ela B'Shinei Maisa. But something has to be changed in order to be able to change the Kli back to a status of Tar. Action has the ability to nullify something that existed either through thought or because you actually had made an original change. Machshava doesn't have the ability to undo or be mevatel or nullify a previous action nor a previous machshava. Machshava is able to create a status, it's not able to recreate a status or redo a status. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll start the 26th parak of Masechta Kelim tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.